Chris Lees. He's got a couple already. He's looking for the Everest, but in her time, it'll remain. Morning, Chris.
Morning, Sean.
You've done a bit of work with both of them. How have they pulled up after yesterday?
La Romaine, you talked. Sorry.
Yeah, La Romaine, how's he pulled up?
Yeah, he's come through his first trial quite well. He'll trial again Friday week.
All right, and in her time, where's she at?
She's not far off a trial. We're still away, a little way from where she resumes. Still haven't locked it in whether she starts in the on-court or the shorts, but she's in good order and probably trial in a couple of weeks' time.
With the program you got mapped out, Chris, how many within her time, how many runs leading into the Everest would you like for her?
One or two. She does react very well fresh. We haven't really decided yet, but we'll just make that decision in a few weeks' time.
It's a balancing act, is it? Because you look and think, well, the weather should be good, yet we've had a bog there last year.
Yeah, well, it was no good to her last year. She's certainly no good on real testing ground, but worry about that a couple of months' time.
Have you got any others lurking there who could possibly be a horse you maybe might take to Melbourne to win the way in?
Oh, Grass One we would consider going that way. We still haven't finalised the program for him either. He'll trial early August. He's one that could go that way, but that's still to be decided.
All right. Now, we've got to find a winner today to get a bit of a bank. Clever Nick, can it win the third, the toppy?
He'll get back from his gate. Doesn't look a lot of speed on paper, so that probably is against him. But he likes that little bit of forgiveness in the ground, and he's a city winner over a similar distance. So he'll run well. His first run was okay, but he'll certainly continue to improve throughout his preparation.
Now, in the fourth, you've got Front Sight. Very consistent horse.
Yeah, he's a nice horse. Got a bit of weight in his back, but he's paying for his consistency there. But he'll take up a forward position, and he's a horse with a bit of upside.
What about Power of Wexford in that race? Each way chance?
She is. We're freshening her up. She'll be back off the speed and come at them late. She's an each way chance at a bit of odds.
All right, we go then to the fifth, and here you've got Bedivere down the bottom. This has been consistent this time in too.
Yeah, he has. He's a lightly raced horse. A little luckless that he's probably his last two starts after winning first up in the bush. Strong enough race for him, but he's certainly a horse that's been very consistent and he'll run the trip out, so he's not without a chance in that race.
All right. Think Free, the 1400 seems to suit in race six, seat better than a mile. You did try the mile a little while ago.
Yeah, I think it's ideal for her. She's been up a while, but that said, she's holding condition. She looks well and she's pleased in all the work, so she's... nice filly and certainly gets a chance there.
All right. And you've got Tycoon Street in race six, one first up this prep, and not far off on the other two runs at Canterbury and Kenzo.
Yeah, no, she's been pretty consistent, and with the track just improving a touch, that'll certainly suit her. From her gate, she'll be back and come at them late, but she's always a knockout chance for sure.
All right. And then we go to the last, Lifetime Quest. Gee, this is, it's 1-1, but what, 4 seconds?
Yeah, he's been very consistent. He's a little luckless first up. He got caught off the track from a wide gate, which he again has, but probably not as relevant here as it was around Newcastle. He's trained on the how you'd like to see, and I think he'll race very well.
And also in race seven, Waruna, you've given this a bit of a freshen.
Yeah, a bit of a freshen up, drop in trip, and she'll sprint well, a little on the fresh side, probably better suited at 1400.
What's the pick of yours today, Chris?
I'd probably say Lifetime Quest, if he has any luck from his gate.
All right, terrific. And good luck with the others heading towards the Everest. It's exciting times, isn't it? It's saying that the interest in the race has just exploded.
Yeah, it has every year. It's grown every year, hasn't it, with the interest? So.
Yeah.
And new formats and things coming through. So it's a really exciting time for racing.
Terrific. Good on you, Chris. Good luck.